big Merry Christmas, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL Show, a New Year's special. That's right. As we head towards 2023, we're here this week to look back at the last round of fixtures from 2022. And joining me now for a little look back at all those results from Boxing Day, some remarkable results, to say the least. It's a big welcome back to the show to Mr. Remarkable himself. It's James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
Evening, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Big Merry Christmas to you, mate, and all the best for 2023. We should say we're going to be joined shortly by non-league journalist from the other side of the Pennines, Mr. Thomas Feeney, as we'll be looking ahead to Bank Holiday Monday's matches. Just a reminder, there's no games on Saturday this week. There's no games on New Year's Day. It's all happening on Monday. So,
unless you're linking it's Tuesday.
But certainly don't rock up to Iron Gate or to North Holm or to the Weaver Stadium or to Stainton Park or to Bower Fold or the Turnbull Ground or Hurst Cross or any other ground that I've missed from this weekend. Don't head to those grounds on New Year's Day.
Unless you've got a ticket for New Year's Eve.
Yeah. But don't go to a football game on New Year's Day. They're not happening. It's happening on Monday. And Thomas Feeney will be here for a fixture preview shortly. Now, James, you're here, though, to help us make sense of what happened on Boxing Day. It was the first proper weekend of matches back in the league after, well, some teams hadn't kicked a ball in about 23 days or something remarkable. And I think it showed, actually, because some of the results were really out of the blue, to say the least. I mean, four teams scored four goals at the weekend. There was two 3-0 wins as well in that mix, and a 0-0 draw. I'm pretty sure that as the weeks progress from here on in, hopefully the weather will be fine, we'll get back to some kind of normality. But trying to make sense of what happened on Boxing Day is going to be pretty tricky. So are you looking forward to this challenge this week?
Yeah, we mean, obviously, we have 31,000 people through the gates across the league, and that's with two less games than last season as well. The fans were more than happy to return back, especially after extended breaks. It just shows, again, the interest is back in the league at the same time. And it feels like the season started again a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
The 2 weeks off. It's going to be a very, very interesting Bank Holiday Monday set of fixtures coming up, especially with the derbies in them as well.
Yeah, and there's a bit of a derby on Boxing Day, and we mentioned crowds, great crowd at Mariners Park. 2,356 watched this game, a 4-2 epic encounter between South Shields and Whitby Town. And as a result of that victory there, and another result elsewhere, which we'll come to in a second, South Shields have now got a 3-point lead up at the top. And James, I've got two games in hand over Hyde United, looking pretty ominous for everyone else in the league. Certainly not over. We're only halfway through the season. But that's certainly a good Boxing Day for South Shields.
Yeah, especially, as you mentioned before, especially results elsewhere on the day. South Shields, Blair Adams, two fantastic goals. He makes it up there as well. Worth mentioning, Whitby didn't go down without a fight. And great goal by Connor Simpson to bring it back to 3-1 in the game. And they didn't exactly just turn over.
Whitby this weekend on Monday. Just a reminder, don't go to your game on the weekend. It's actually Monday. Make a mental note, everyone. Whitby Town taking on Mask United on Bank Holiday Monday. 2 points the gap between those two teams. 2 points between Whitby Town and the relegation places as well. It's a huge game. And we've got Thomas Feeney joining us later in the show. But for South Shields, following that 4-2 victory, a 3-point gap up at the top and two games in hand as well over second place Hyde United. Let's have some post-match reaction from that 4-2 victory for South Shields over Whitby Town now. And on Boxing Day, post-match, here's Kevin Phillips, manager of South Shields, speaking with South Shields YouTube channel.
Kevin, all in all, an excellent way to end the year.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, said to the players beforehand, we give them Christmas Day off yesterday, and you never know what to expect. From my experience in football, what the players are going to turn up like, how they're going to perform. But you know, I thought they were excellent today. I'm naturally disappointed that we've conceded the two goals in the manner that we did. But you know, to score four goals at home, I'm delighted with their application, their attitude. Not just today, but in the last 3 weeks when the games were cancelled. You know, sometimes it can be. You have to just keep training, you have to try and keep coming up with different training sessions, different ways to stimulate their minds, keep them interested. And they've been, whatever we threw at them, they've applied themselves brilliantly. Their attitude was excellent, as it was again today. So, yeah, delighted. You know, it's a great Christmas present for myself and for all the fans as well.
At the end of the year, top of the league is a great bonus going into 2023, isn't it? You must really got a great platform to build on.
Yeah, of course. You know, but we're not going to get too carried away. We can only, you know, beat what's in front of us. And our next challenge now is Morpeth away, which is another week. So, you know, we've got a good time to prepare. There's a few tired legs in there and a couple of knocks. So, you know, it gives us a bit of an opportunity to recover and assess the squad come the Morpeth game. But yeah, you know, we knew that the Hyde result before the game, that they got beat at Staley Bridge. But, you know, I don't want to use that as a motivation. The players know what's at stake. They know where they are. But yeah, it's lovely to you know, start the new year top of the league, which is where we want to be.
Kevin Phillips there, manager of South Shields, speaking to South Shields' YouTube channel following that 4-2 victory over Whitby Town on Boxing Day. And we should say, we're going to have a few post-match interviews on this week's show, and a link to all the media channels that we're using for this week's edition of the MPL show is available in the description to this podcast. A big thank you, as always, to all the media teams across the Northern Premier League for all their help and assistance with this show throughout 2022. Right, let's go to Hyde United, James, because we mentioned that 3-point gap between South Shields and Hyde United. It's there because Hyde United, in the early kickoff on Boxing Day, were beaten by Stalybridge Celtic by 1-0. What a result for Stalybridge Celtic. The gap now between Atherton Coles in 14th and Stalybridge Celtic in 20th is 4 points. Stalybridge Celtic are now tied with Nantwich Town, with Mask United, a point behind Morpeth, 2 points behind Whitby, 3 points behind Lancaster City. I mean, I think that result there will be 3 points that they probably weren't banking on. So to get them is a bonus. And what a bonus, James.
And from listening on that match as well, Hyde United, absolutely rude chance to score, dominant in the match. Stalybridge Celtic, fantastic goal from Chris Dagnall to get the win. And it's something that they needed at the same time. So as you mentioned, the league table compared to 3-4 weeks ago when you had the same six teams within that sort of range at the moment too. But with Stalybridge Celtic, that was a win they needed, and it was came at the right time. But I think we did say a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? We're starting to start to see 2-3 teams potentially drop down into that relegation fight. Well, it's kind of happening.
It's very close, isn't it? Very close indeed, down that bottom end of the table, especially in those two relegation spots in 19th and 20th as well. We'll come to Liversidge and Belper Town, who are a bit further down the table in a second or two. But Stalybridge Celtic very much involved in this race for survival at the moment as we're heading to 2023 following that 1-0 victory over Hyde United. Unfortunately for Gainsborough Trinity, their match with Liversidge was postponed on Boxing Day. So Liversidge are going to have to wait a bit longer to get their season back underway. Gainsborough, incidentally, will be taking on Matlock Town on the 2nd of January, which is up there for game of the weekend. So welcome back to Northern Premier League action for Gainsborough Trinity on Monday as they take on Matlock Town. Should just touch upon Matlock Town. I'm leapfrogging over a few sides, but it's a good segue moment. Matlock Town 4, Belper Town 0 was a full-time score on Boxing Day. Martin Carruthers there taking charge at Causeway Lane and seeing his team score 4 goals, James, to take all 3 points.
Yeah, it's a great start to his campaign there. It's a good 4-0 win. And I think we touched on it a little bit as well. Some of his signings, players he knows quite well. So I'm not completely surprised with that result. But Belper, something they need to watch over the next 2-3 weeks, especially with the fixtures that they've got coming up.
Yeah, 9 points the gap now between Belper Town and Mask United. Mask, who are just outside those relegation places, they've got 4 games in hand over Belper Town. So it's a big, crucial month coming up, I think, for Belper. Matlock, incidentally, 2 points behind Gainsborough Trinity. Gainsborough in third, Matlock in seventh, as those two teams go head-to-head on Bank Holiday Monday. Marine, they're in fourth. A 0-0 draw at Warrington Town. And I'm going to suggest, James, it's a good point for both teams.
To a point, I think, because again, with how other results happened on the afternoon, especially in Warrington's case, they missed opportunities to get into the playoff spots a little bit there at the same time too. Or in Marine's case, opportunities to go third in the table there. But yeah, fair result in general for two sides who are pushing themselves forward this season.
Yeah, and the thing is about Warrington is they've dropped down to ninth. They may be ninth, but they're 3 points behind third place Gainsborough Trinity. So it's still very much all up in the air, isn't it? That's for sure. We mentioned how close it is down the bottom end in those relegation places, but that playoff race is certainly heating up as we head towards 2023. And it's heating up because of the likes of Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge with a 1-1 draw at Lancaster City. Lancaster City coming from behind in that game to take the point.
Lancaster would definitely be the happier too, especially with everything down the bottom of the table. But with being a 90th minute equaliser, again, Bamber Bridge could have been third at the end of the afternoon.
Well, Bamber Bridge are in fifth. They're a point ahead of FC United, who are now in sixth position. FC United, 4 points behind second place Hyde United after this past weekend. FC, a 4-0 victory over Ashton United. And what a performance. FC will be buoyed by that.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, Ashton United have had a lot of games on the road. And don't think they were expecting four against FC United, though. From the highlights I've seen, a dominant display from FC United. Got a proven goal scorer already. And coming to the second half of the season, FC always tend to be that little bit stronger. But 4-0 is a great sign of intent.
Well, let's have some post-match reaction from that victory for FC United over Ashton United on Boxing Day. And here's the FC United manager. Here's Neil Reynolds speaking with FC United's YouTube channel after that 4-0 win at Broadhurst Park.
Boxing Day, you couldn't have asked for a better result.
No, the lads were brilliant, you know, from start to finish. And a couple of things I just said in there is one. Thank you to the lads for their attitude since the Belper game, since the 3rd of December. I just think they've been remarkable and show why they're such a good group to work with. And secondly, you know, thank you for carrying out the game plan today. And there's been times this season that we've played really good football and we haven't got maybe what we deserved. And I thought some of the football in the first 20 minutes, half an hour, was exceptional. And, you know, that's a team that buys into the game plan, you know, that wants to achieve and wants to play a certain way. And you've seen today, you know, you've seen today what a side they are.
Yeah, I mean, it feels a bit strange this year because the Christmas period used to be sort of like game after game after game. And like, it's been a bit strange because we've got like a mini mid-season break, haven't we, with the two games we've postponed.
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to benefit the team in the second half?
Massively. I mean, we work hard. We work really hard. But, you know, it's good training. You know, but games, back-to-back games do take the toll. And we know that we've got the Phoenix Trophy, you know, to go back in. We'll be playing two games a week. And, you know, we know we've got league fixtures that we'll back up as well. So it is nice to get your rest at the minute. But like I said, I've got a, you know, positives about that squad. The way they've attended every training session and kept themselves fit and looked after themselves yesterday, you can see that, you know. But this is a young, hungry squad that want to achieve something this season. And you can see that. And that's the desire that's in that dressing room. And what we've got to do as a management team is keep trying to, you know, chip away at them and testing them. You know, testing the character and getting better every single game. But fortunately, 20 minutes or half an hour spells don't happen like that every single game. So, you know, it's nice when it happens and we'll savour that moment. We'll get you trained a couple of times this week and then we'll get ready for Radcliffe on New Year's Day.
Neil Reynolds there, FC United manager, and a big thank you to the media team at FC United. FC United up to sixth position now in the league table and FC taking on Radcliffe on Monday, of course. Now, let's go to the team currently sitting eighth in the league table. That's Warrington Rylands. They too won 4-0 on Boxing Day against Radcliffe, which is, I'm going to say it, James, that's result of the weekend, that, because Radcliffe, they're 3 points from the playoffs. A win for Radcliffe would have seen them go into the playoffs, I think, on Boxing Day. But there's Warrington Rylands with a 4-0 win, putting themselves well and truly back in the playoff race.
Yeah, Warrington Rylands turned up, Radcliffe didn't, and they got punished for it. But it just shows how close this league is at this moment in time. So Radcliffe drops pretty much from the playoff positions to mid-table in that one result with everything else going on. So it just shows how close that playoff race is at this moment in time. All it takes is one good result and the likes against Stafford, Warrington are back in the playoff positions too. So I've still got a prediction there's going to be one or two of them sides in that top 10 at this moment that may start slipping down the table. It always happens.
I mean, this feels like a big weekend coming up, doesn't it? Like you say, James, because the gap at the moment between Gainsborough Trinity in third and 11th place Radcliffe is 4 points. But that could really open up this weekend with teams left, right and centre picking up wins, but also picking up defeats maybe. So feels like a big weekend coming up. But Warrington Rylands certainly putting themselves on the radar for the playoffs as things stand. A 4-0 victory for them sees them in eighth position, 2 points behind Bamber Bridge. Let's have some post-match action now from the Warrington Rylands manager. Here's Jody Banham speaking with Warrington Rylands YouTube channel shortly after the final whistle.
Tough to come off a big break like that and get a win as impressive as that. Do you want to give us your views on that game?
Yeah, the break, obviously, I think we're in good form, apart from obviously the Nantwich game, where, again, obviously they're down to 10 men after just shy of an hour, but it was a game I thought we could have won. We were on top. Before that, we were on a decent little run as well, and kind of halts you a little bit. The other side of it is we had a few injuries, so gave us 2 weeks to
give the lads a little bit of a rest, overcome injuries. And yeah, I thought we started a little bit slowish today. I think you could see that, probably that little layoff and stuff. But after 15, 20 minutes, we got a little bit tighter and started to control the game a little bit better.
Looking forward, obviously, we've got a couple of really, really big games. We're in touching distance of these playoffs, which is what you talked about at the start of December. And we're in touching distance of these playoffs now. It's some really big games. We've got Marina Way next, and then Ashton United, and then Warrington Town. So, you know, you've got a lot coming up in a short space of time, haven't you?
Yeah, they're good games. I said before, we can beat anyone in this league. I'm not stupid enough to think we can't get beat either. So I'm confident going into every game. And because we've got those teams in and around us now, it's an opportunity for us to get three and they lose three. It's like the six-pointers every week. And if we want to really push on and cement ourselves into that top five now, and I've just said to the boys in there, the league won't stay as tight as it is. You know, another 5-10 games, you'll see 7 or 8 teams peeling off from the rest of them. We've got to be in that pack. You know, we want to be in the top five, but even if we're in touching distance, like you just said, in and around it, then that, you know, that's good enough for me. We've got you'll see it as you know, watching the games. We're a different team, I think, than we were, you know, 3 to 4 weeks ago with the additions that we've made. We're not conceding the types of goals we conceded previously. We're a lot more solid. We manage games a lot better when we're in the lead. Today we've been ruthless when we've got opportunities as well, which has been nice to see. I think we've controlled games a lot better with the ball than today and not scored as many goals.
Jody Bannon there, manager of Warrington Rylands after that 4-0 win over Radcliffe. And a big thank you to Warrington Rylands media team for that piece of audio from their YouTube channel. And just a reminder, a link to all the YouTube channels we've used for this week's show are available in the description to this podcast. So a big thank you to all the media teams. And we're going to thank another media team now. We're going to thank the media team at Stafford Rangers because we're going to hear from Matt Hill in a second. Stafford Rangers 3, Nantwich Town 0, James. That's the result, isn't it? And a bit like Warrington Rylands, that's put Stafford Rangers back in the playoff race. They're now 2 points outside the playoffs and they've got a game in hand over Bamber Bridge, which is handy.
Yeah, indeed. So, and again, a great result to come back in. 2 great goals. Stafford back on that little bit of a playoff push at the moment.
3 points for Stafford Rangers, 3 goals for Stafford Rangers. Let's hear from the manager now. Here's Matt Hill speaking with Stafford Rangers YouTube channel shortly after the final whistle.
Matty, you got your Christmas wish, a win on Boxing Day. You must be pleased with that win.
Yeah, very pleased. The win, good performance, I thought, as well. I thought, from start to finish, I thought we were excellent. Showed bits where, you know, I believe that where we can be. I thought we showed that. I thought, you know, I thought we were strong. I thought that we used the ball well. And it's nice to see that we were ruthless as well. So, yeah, all boxes ticked, in my opinion.
We end the year with a win in front of a big crowd here at Marston Road on Boxing Day. How good was this to see?
Yeah, fantastic. I think we've had two now where we've had, you know, gates of over 1,000 and we've performed and got the right result, which is nice because question marks have been asked. But, no, excellent. It's great to have the supporters here. It makes a big difference and long may that continue.
And finally, Belper, will this win give us momentum going into that fixture and how will we look to get 3 more points in that game?
It gives you belief. You know, we know what the boys are capable of, but again, when a team's had a heavy defeat, we know that they're going to have a reaction, so we know it's going to be a difficult game at their place. It's just important that we rest up now and, you know, we focus on what we need to do and hopefully, you know, that word consistency, you know, we've got to go and bring it again.
Stafford Rangers manager Matt Hill there speaking with Stafford Rangers YouTube channel after that 3-0 win over Nantwich Town. And one last result from Boxing Day and a big result, Guiseley 3, Atherton Coles 0. And Paul Phillips there getting back to league action after it was a win against Morpeth, wasn't it, back in early December. They had the game with Halifax in the FA Trophy, but back to league matters on Boxing Day. 3 points there, James, and a big 3 points sees Guiseley up to 13th, leapfrogging over their opponents from Boxing Day.
Yeah, and I think this is not just a big three, a vital 3 points there for guys. Like, they're not a million miles off the playoffs, and this could be their opportunity to try and get themselves on that little bit of a push.
And speaking of guys, we'll be hearing from Thomas Feeney in a second for fixture preview. And obviously, I'll touch upon that result there for Guiseley and where that leaves them. But just before we get to the fixture preview, James, we started the show talking about attendances. I mean, we mentioned the fantastic attendance at South Shields, over 2,300 there, over 2,100 at Broadhurst Park for FC United, 1,700 at Ewen Fields for Hyde United against Stalybridge Celtic. Nearly 1,800 for Matlock Town against Belper Town. Fantastic. Over 1,200 for Stafford Rangers against Nantwich Town. Nearly 1,200 for Warrington Town against Marine, which is superb. And at step four, look at that for the derby game there. Cleethorpes Town against Grimsby Borough. Might have been 0-0, but blimey, over 1,300 there on the Lincolnshire coast for that one. Fantastic. And obviously a big crowd at Macclesfield too. In fact, the biggest in the NPL on Boxing Day. 4,512 people. And I've only focused on the teams that got four figures there. The crowds were up across the division. It was a fantastic afternoon. Here's hoping for the same on Monday, everyone. Not New Year's Day, the 2nd of January. Just a reminder, 2nd of January. Don't go to a football match on January the 1st. It's not happening this year. But James, hoping for a big crowd on January the 2nd, which is a Monday. Just a reminder, everyone. How can people keep across everything that's going on in the Northern Premier League this weekend, especially on January the 2nd?
Yeah, so on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and YouTube, official Northern Premier.
Great stuff. Well, James Hayes, a big thank you for joining us. A very Merry Christmas and all the best for 2023.
Yeah, same to you, Ben. All the best to everyone else out there.
Well, a big thank you to James Hayes for joining me on this week's show. But it's now time to look at the future, and the future, everyone, is 2023. And joining me for a little fixture preview for those matches on Bank Holiday Monday in the year 2023. It's a big welcome back to the show now to Mr. Thomas Feeney. Hello, Thomas. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you, mate. I hope you had a lovely Christmas.
A Merry Christmas to you too, Thomas. And a big thanks for joining us back on the show. And I suppose we should start with Guiseley, actually, because the last time we had you on, I think we did hint at it during the recording and the show that went out, but we had to record the show three times because of all the changes that were going on at Guiseley. Here we are a month or so later, and Paul Phillips very much in charge now at Nevermore, and a 3-0 win on Boxing Day. So that's good. How was that victory over Atherton Colts for Guiseley?
Yeah, I think everything's settled down a little bit. And in them three games that Paul Phillips has had in charge, two league games, two wins, can't really complain. And, you know, even the first goal, I think goal line technology in VAR, it would have taken them about 20 minutes to work out if it had gone across the line or not. But in the end, it was given, and obviously gave Guiseley a massive boost. And then they were able to secure, you know, an important 3 points.
Yeah, we don't really have VAR at this level of the game. It's more BAR, isn't it, really, the truth be known. But we'll get to Guiseley's next match against Bamber Bridge shortly. But let's kick things off talking about the team currently top of the table. I mean, it was a weird bank holiday, a weird Boxing Day. I was just speaking to James about it. So many erratic scorelines. I think there was four teams who scored four goals on Monday just gone. That can't happen again this coming Bank Holiday Monday, can it? in 2023. Thomas, I think it was more to do with the fact teams had just come out of the festive break, the enforced winter break as well, and the fitness levels were at different levels. I think that was possibly what happened. I mean, some teams, obviously, the majority of the league, they got back to league action on Boxing Day. There was four teams, though, who didn't. And one of those teams was Morpeth Town. Their match against Mask was postponed on Boxing Day. So they're going into this game against South Shields a bit cold, I'm going to suggest. It's an important game for Morpeth. I'm supposed they're going to be pretty happy with the fact that they didn't play on Boxing Day, but a lot of the teams around them did get beat or did drop points. But it is awfully close down that bottom end of the table. 4 points separating Atherton Colts in 14th and Stalybridge Celtic in 20th. So it's got a bit nip and tuck all of a sudden for Morpeth. Tough game against South Shields for them.
Yeah, I think, their last game obviously was against Guiseley, and that was just one of those where, you know, on another day it ends a draw, they concede a last-minute penalty. And the run of form that they'd been on, it's 8 league games without a win. That enforced break, you know, they've had a month between matches. It's one of those where some teams, it can really work for them, where kind of they have that chance to reset almost, while others, it's kind of, they're lacking that consistency of fixtures. So it's going to be really interesting to see. But with South Shields, this has to be their year now. 2023, it has to be the year that they gain promotion to the National League North, because they've got games in hand. The points are on the board already. They've got a great squad, full-time training. But I think the big thing with Kevin Phillips will be kind of, look, let's not get ahead of ourselves, because, you know, it's happened before where it looked like surely this was going to happen. I don't think it's ever looked as comfortable as this. I know with the COVID season where everything got scrapped, it felt like that was going to be the year. But looking into the future, 2023 surely is the year that they will gain promotion.
Yeah, South Shields up at the top. They're 3 points clear. They have got games in hand. They've got two games in hand over Hyde United. They were currently the team sitting in second, 3 points behind South Shields. Hyde United suffering a defeat on Boxing Day to Stalybridge Celtic. Goes to show you, no easy games in this league and all that. Someone should put that in a hashtag or something. But Hyde looking to bounce back, though, on Monday. They're travelling to the long trek across Tameside to take on Ashton United. A big game for both clubs. Ashton United looking to bounce back after that 4-0 defeat against FC United on Boxing Day. Hyde United, as I've alluded to, wanting to bounce back after that defeat to Stalybridge. So both teams with something to prove on Monday.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I think for Hyde United, it's trying to keep that pressure on South Shields, and that's the target. Obviously, you know, it'd be disappointing for them to lose at home against Stalybridge. And Ashton, for me, it's an interesting one because they get such a good point away at South Shields, thinking that momentum's there. And then obviously it's a 3 week break and, you know, they return and they're caught out 4-0 against FC United. And I think Clegg will be desperate really for them to bounce back as soon as possible, because just with how tight this division is and the aims and the expectations that are there, you know, Ashton will be hoping that they can certainly get a few wins on the board as soon as possible.
Yeah, the gap now between Ashton United and fifth-placed Bamber Bridge and that playoff spot is now 6 points. But we've seen that gap open up before. So it's still all to play for those playoff places. But Ashton United and Hyde United looking to bounce back on January the 2nd. Let's go to Gainsborough Trinity. Gainsborough Trinity, they didn't have a game on Boxer Day due to weather. Gainsborough Trinity hosting Matlock Town on Monday. And Matlock Town, very much involved in the playoff race. The gap between Gainsborough Trinity in third and Matlock Town in seventh, incidentally, is just 2 points. Matlock Town under Martin Carruthers now. Great way to kick off the Carruthers era at Causeway Lane. A 4-0 victory for Matlock Town against Belper Town on Monday. Both teams will be looking for a win, but Matlock Town are the ones who've got the ball rolling after the enforced winter break. So they'll be wanting to capitalise at the North Home on Monday.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, again, with Matlock and, you know, the managerial changes that have taken place there, that first game is so important. And to be able to get a comprehensive 4-0 victory, you know, will have really helped set the stall out, really. These are the standards that you've set now. Let's try and capitalise on them. And, you know, Gainsborough, that team where they did not want this break. You know, they're on a great run of form. Obviously, disappointing result against Hyde United, but, you know, in a really tough and close game. And then you have a month off. When teams are at that top end of the table, they just want to keep playing. You've got that momentum. You want to continue. And especially when they have a bump in the road, that game against Hyde, they'll have wanted that next game to come as soon as possible. So for it to be a near month wait for them, you know, they must really be eager and ready to go now, because, you know, there's still so much to play for the side.
Yeah, absolutely. And with regards to the team currently sitting fourth in the league table, that's Marine. Marine on Monday will be hosting Warrington Rylands. After just picking up a 0-0 draw on Boxing Day against Warrington Town, for Warrington Rylands, a 4-0 win over Radcliffe, which I'm going to suggest was result of the weekend. You could argue FC beating Ashton United was pretty impressive, but Warrington Rylands there, overcoming another team who were chasing the playoff places, to do it in such a comprehensive manner like that. Warrington Rylands just 2 points behind Marine now in the league table. Marine in fourth, Rylands in eighth. This is probably one of the games of the weekend, I'm going to suggest, coming up between these two, Thomas.
Yeah, definitely. And I think a team have a blip, they have a couple of weeks off, and then they're able to gain a fantastic win. And, you know, Rylands, a tough loss against Nantwich, a couple of weeks off, and then what a return that is, beating a team like Radcliffe. Just, you know, a fantastic performance as well. And some of the goals were really good quality. And I think, you know, for them, they will be looking at this game kind of maybe as a bit of a marker, because Marine one of those teams when they all started with the momentum they had from last season and the quality that they've been able to add, we're always thinking they'd be there or thereabouts come the end of it. And I think for them, you know, it's a really good point they gained. One of those performances where they looked at it afterwards and thought, do you know what, we've gone to Warrington Town, who are always in the periphery of the playoffs, and been able to gain a really good defensive display and gain a good point from that. So both teams will be in this one, you know, on a good run of form, feeling confident, and it should be a great game.
Yeah, absolutely. And the team in fifth, Bamber Bridge, also on 35 points like Marine. Bamber Bridge have played a few games more than everyone else around them. I've played a couple of games more than most of the teams around them. Bamber Bridge this weekend will be hosting Guiseley. And it was interesting, Thomas, when I spoke to Paul Phillips last week, how he was thinking that, yes, we're involved in this relegation battle at the moment, but there's no reason why a club of this stature, a squad that we've got, can't be looking up the table. And I mean, the gap currently is 7 points between Bamber Bridge and Guiseley, but Guiseley do have two games in hand. But Bamber Bridge were good, weren't they, up until the winter break. They've got themselves back into form. A 1-0 draw against Lancaster City in Lancaster isn't necessarily a bad result when you've had a time off and you've got to go back to league action. So what's your thoughts on this one, Bamber Bridge taking on Guiseley on Monday?
Well, it'll be a tough game, you know, and I think it'll be a really close game as well. Obviously, this was a match that took place in August, and Bamber Bridge really kind of did a job, I felt. They were really good. Nathan Pond had a really good game up front and kind of, I think, caught a few people out, really, him going up front. But I think in terms of the way the NPL Premier is, and I suppose looking back at a team that went on a similar journey, you could argue, is Scarborough Athletic, who lost against Buxton, I think it was 5-1 last December, and there were kind of question marks on, well, where's the group going? And then they go on this incredible run of form, win the playoffs, and look where they are now in the National League North. So I think, you know, they could be one of those teams that other clubs, you know, and there's quite a few clubs that could do this, where they could go on a really good run. And I think that's the beauty of this division, is there's nothing, you know, there's nothing settled as of now, really. You know, there'll be teams that are in that bottom quarter who will be looking and thinking, you know what, realistically, could win the next five or six games and be right up near them playoff places come the end of that run. So, yeah, there's a lot on the line here, and it'd be a really good game between two good sides.
Now, if results go a certain way on Monday, FC United, currently sitting sixth, could find themselves in third position. However, FC United are travelling to Stainton Park on Monday to take on Radcliffe. 2 points the gap between these two teams, FC in sixth, Radcliffe in 11th. So that goes to show you just how close it all is at the moment in and around that playoff line. Radcliffe against FC United at Stainton Park, the games are always very close encounters. I'm going to suggest this one's going to be no different.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about game of the weekend or game of Monday. This has to be a contender as well, because it will be, you know, a really competitive match. And again, it's fascinating to see kind of the reaction that is there, because obviously FC United getting a great 4-0 win, massive confidence boosting win. And while, you know, Radcliffe have that defeat, and kind of they'll be looking to bounce back. So both teams with kind of that same motivation of what they want and where they want to be. But obviously going into this one in a different little bit of run of form based on Boxing Day.
Obviously, we touched upon the draw between Marine and Warrington Town. Warrington Town now in ninth position, however, just 2 points from the playoffs, and actually 3 points from third place Gainsborough Trinity. Warrington Town this weekend will be travelling to Nantwich Town for a bit of a Cheshire derby. And obviously, Nantwich were beaten by 3-0 at Stafford Rangers on Boxing Day. And again, I don't think we can read too much into it, because I think teams are at different fitness levels after the winter break that we've had to endure. But heading into the enforced winter break, Nantwich were on a decent run of form, weren't they? So I'm imagining once we reach that equilibrium where everyone's back at it, this could be a tough game on Monday for Warrington Town.
Yeah, you know, I think if you look at the results that Nantwich were able to pick up in November, it was a fantastic run. And, you know, then that last game before the enforced break was a great win as well. And it's kind of that thing of you were wondering with them, kind of, can they keep that momentum going? Obviously, they'll be hoping that on Boxing Day was just a bit of a blip, and they'll be able to get it going. But again, you know, for Warrington Town and their aims, they've got to be looking at this and thinking, you know, they've got to get a result from this match. So it's another one with quite a bit on the line, obviously, at both ends of the table.
Yeah, and Stafford Rangers, we just mentioned their 3-0 win against Nantwich on Boxing Day. That puts them in 10th, but 2 points from the playoffs, like Warrington Town, 3 points from third place against Trinity. We could have a bit of yo-yoing going on and a lot of chopping and changing come 5 o'clock on Monday. However, Belper Town against Stafford Rangers, this match actually kicks off at 1 o'clock. So everyone's going to know how Stafford Rangers got on in their game by kickoff time on Monday, the 2nd of January. For Belper, that defeat to Matlock, 9 points from safety as things stand. Mashke United at the moment, who are on 23 points, just above that relegation line. They've got 4 games in hand over Belper Town, so every point matters. And it's a tricky game for Stafford as a result.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and I think with Belper, they added Owen Mason, who's a goalkeeper from Mansfield, and real quality acquisition. And for Belper, obviously, for them now, they'll just be saying, we've got to start a run. We've got to get a run of form going here, because they are the only team where you would say they're just slowly but surely being cut off a little bit in terms of their aims for safety. And I think, you know, for Stafford Rangers, obviously, they'll be thinking, we can't go into this game and underestimate the task at hand. And, you know, for Stafford, going in with a good win on Boxing Day, and obviously, you know, with just how tight it is between mid-table and the playoff places, you know, they know just how important 3 points would be on Monday.
And how important are 3 points going to be in this next game? Stalybridge Celtic taking on Liversidge. And I've proposed a couple of games of the weekend. You know, Marine against Warrington Rylands is certainly up there. Gainsborough taking on Matlock is certainly one to look out for. But I think Stalybridge against Liversidge, there's a lot riding on this one. 6 points the gap currently between Stalybridge and Liversidge. Stalybridge currently in 20th, Liversidge in 21st. Liversidge do have 2 games in hand, but Stalybridge come to this game on the back of that fantastic win over Hyde United at Ewan Fields. A win for Stalybridge would be huge, and actually could see Stalybridge Celtic leapfrog over Nantwich, Mask, Morpeth, and Whitby to get themselves well and truly out of the relegation places at 5 o'clock on Monday. So a lot riding on this one.
Definitely. You know, and I think it's not just the opposition that they've beaten. It's not just the performance. It's not just that result. It's what it did was it sent a huge statement out to the teams that are just above them. Kind of, not only are we picking up a good result here, we're within striking distance now. And if they were to gain a big 3 points, they're obviously going to be going above, you'd presume, at least one or two of these teams. And I think, you know, for Liversidge, they're kind of in that weird thing where they've had that enforced break again. And the last game before that, obviously, was a disappointing loss against Whitby Town, but they got a good win the week before that. And, you know, I think Jonathan Rimmington will be thinking, right, if we can use more of what we did in that game at the end of November against Guiseley and less that they did against Whitby Town, you know, there are the ingredients there for Liversidge to go on a run and propel themselves out. But obviously, it's a run that needs to start sooner rather than later.
Yes, and I'm sure both managers will have an eye on Whitby Town against Mask United as well. Whitby Town in 16th, 2 points above that relegation line. Mask United on the same number of points as Nantwich Town and Stalybridge, but they do have a better goal difference. They also have plenty of games in hand as well. Big game. It's exactly what we just said there about Stalybridge and Liversidge, but this is really relieving the pressure as we're heading to 2023, a positive result for one of these two teams.
Definitely. And I think the problem with Mask United is, again, there's going to be yet more games called off for them because of their running the trophy. And it is that thing of, obviously, you know, they've got these games in hand. It's then going to be a question of how many do they fit in where they'll be. They're not having to maybe play 3 games in a week because one or two bad spells of weather and, we, you know, there could be more games called off for them. But in terms of their last result, it was a fantastic win against Marine. I know it was in the trophy, but in terms of a confidence boost for the side, that's there. And, you know, I think for Whitby Town, though, kind of be looking and going, South Shields was a bit of a free hit, really. You know, they put up a fight. The results beforehand, they'd gone on a, you know, four-game run where they'd not been defeated. They faced South Shields. Okay, it didn't go their way, but I think for both these teams, they'll be looking and thinking, we've got more than enough to stay in the division. But again, it'd be such a putting down that marker if they were able to, one of these teams, get the victory on Monday.
And finally, the last fixture we need to talk about on Monday, we'll see Atherton Coles host Lancaster City. 14th hosting 15th, 1 point separating the two teams. Lancaster City and 15th do have a game in hand and a slightly better goal difference as well. Lancaster 3 points above that relegation line. Atherton Coles 4 points above that relegation line. That relegation line could lift slightly on Monday. So a win would be handy, let's put it that way, for either side. And again, like I just said about Mask and Whitby, it certainly would set a springboard up for the coming matches as we head into 2023. Lancaster with a good result against Bamber Bridge on Boxing Day. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a section of teams where they'll be looking and going, do you know what? Let's just get three or four wins. Let's alleviate that pressure a little bit, because that line towards that relegation zone, it is slowly but surely going up. Teams in the bottom places are picking up the results. So I think for both teams, they'll be looking and thinking, let's get that result sooner rather than later with that. And I think, you know, for Lancaster, it was, you know, 1-1 draw against Bamber Bridge. It's a good point for them. And, you know, for Atherton, they showed a fight against Guiseley. They were unlucky with the first goal. And obviously that always changes how a game can go. So I think for both teams, they'll be hoping they can start 2023 in the best way possible.
And that goes for everyone. And a big happy new year to all the clubs, all the managers, all the fans, all the volunteers and all the officials at every Northern Premier League club for 2023. I hope you all had a lovely Christmas. But we're heading to these matches on the 2nd of January. And of course, you can keep across all the results on football web pages and of course the npl.co.uk and all the social media channels from the Northern Premier League too. But Thomas, just before you go, just a quick plug for Guiseley against Bamber Bridge on Monday at Irongate. How could people follow you on Twitter and your non-league musings as we head towards 2023?
Well, if you want to be bored, Richard, there will be updates from that game as well on my Twitter. That's at Thomas Feeney.
Great stuff. Well, Thomas Feeney, a big happy Christmas to you. All the best for 2023 and a big thank you for joining us and catch up again soon.
Speak to you in a bit. Happy New Year, mate.
And a big thank you to Thomas Feeney for joining me on this week's show. But that's it for the Pitching In NPL show for 2022. A big happy new year, one and all, to all the volunteers, all the managers, all the players, all the officials, and especially all the supporters, and especially all our listeners here on the NPL show. A big thank you to Thomas and to James Hayes for joining me on this week's edition. Remember, for all the latest goings on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I've been Ben, and you all make sure you all have a wonderful new year. See you all very soon. Bye-bye.